The Mercury report came as a surprise to Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission biologist Matt Hudson. His studies show mercury in fish declining since 1982 in the ceded territory of the Great Lakes, but admits the trend could be reversing itself.
So it's important to know how much mercury is in fish from each lake in order to set our consumption advice. So we'll continue to have to test at least the tribally important lakes on an individual basis in order to determine over time whether we need to change our advice or not.
Hudson says many tribes depend on fishing inland lakes and Lake Superior for subsistence, so this is a public health issue.
Is mercury going up or is it going down in fish? So to see a trend like in the Minnesota area of the ceded territory anyway is certainly something that's of concern to the tribes.
The Minnesota Pollution Control Agency report says the mercury increase is probably widespread among Great Lakes states and provinces. The theory is that industrial expansion of coal-fired power plants in Asia is driving the higher mercury levels. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.